Today's election could be so close in several states that it could end up being a replay of the 2000 election. This election, however, Florida might not be the only state where the votes are counted and recounted. NPR political editor Ken Rudin has been tracking the different scenarios. Morning, Ken.
Hi, Steve.
Can you just give us a basic guide here to some of the legal disputes that are already beginning or expected around the country?
Well, there's a philosophical difference between the two parties. The Democrats claim that Republicans are out to intimidate voters by challenging the qualifications of the voters. Republicans say there's a lot of election fraud going on between registering at fake addresses with fake names, deceased voters. So that's that philosophical bridge, that gap between the two parties. Now, if you look at states like Ohio, the Democrats have had a very successful vote registration effort, especially around the Cleveland area, mostly among African Americans. Republicans have insisted they need to challenge many of these voters because, again, as I said, they may not be legitimately at the addresses they say they are, the names could be wrong, things like that. Judges have said that the Republicans and Democrats cannot challenge the voters. It'll be up to the election officers inside the voting booth themselves who will challenge them. So Republicans really want to make a case out of Ohio. They think a lot of voters have been registered illegally. The Republicans have been stymied in their efforts to challenge them.
Is it possible that no matter who wins Ohio, there could be a lawsuit in that very important state?
Oh, there will be a lawsuit no matter what. Not only in Ohio, you'll see some. For example, there have been allegations made in states of like Nevada and Oregon. A firm that was hired to get registration forms of voters threw away Democratic registration forms and submitted Republican registration forms. There's also talks about provisional voting in Pennsylvania. There's also some ballots in Pennsylvania and Colorado that going to overseas military personnel that now say they can be counted as late as November 10th or November 12th. So again, in those two states, we may not have a winner until well after November 2nd.
And then there's Florida, of course.
There's always Florida. And again, that's why you see so many people lining up to vote. They're so afraid of what happened 4 years ago when many votes were not counted, many voters were disenfranchised. And so that's why you have people waiting hours and hours in line to vote 2 weeks early. But again, you do have the lawyers out. Look, you know, the lawyers things reminds me of a great scene in Groucho Marx Duck Soup. Some character in the movie is pleading with Groucho, don't bring Fredoni into this war. And Groucho says, I've got to go to war. I've already spent 6 months deposit on the battlefield. You have all these lawyers out there. They've got to do something. And obviously challenging the election is what they got to do.
Okay, so you're predicting there will be a legal challenge after the election.
There has to be. And look, take a look at Colorado. There's an amendment on the ballot that says whoever carries the state in Colorado, their electoral votes will be proportionally allocated. So obviously, instead of getting all nine, Bush or Kerry would obviously get, let's say, 5-4. And you know the winner of that will obviously go to court on that because they say, wait, why should this be retroactive? The winner of the state should win all nine electoral votes. So it's very possible that, you know, whoever wins Colorado won't mean anything because it'll be a net of only one electoral vote there.
You've been watching the electoral map. There are a lot of different scenarios. Can you see a scenario where one candidate or the other wins by a lot of electoral votes and makes all the challenges irrelevant?
Well, of course, anything is possible. We saw in 1980, basically, President Carter and Ronald Reagan going into the last week of the campaign essentially tied. And at the last second, Ronald Reagan had this great momentum following the debate, but he had a great momentum and he won an electoral college and a popular vote landslide. I think it seems to me, watching the polls, watching the candidates talk, listening to the voters, it seems like if we were going to see some breakaway from one candidate or the other, we would have seen it by now. My sense is that it is indeed very, very close, and you may have electoral vote legal challenges in so many states that what happened in 2000 with Florida will look like a picnic compared to what's happening this time.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Steve.